Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, again, justice doesn't mean a damn thing if there are two separate standards for justice. The whole idea of having justice is you have one standard, correct? Am I crazy? Anything anyone's missing here on the liberal side of the fence? If you have a set of rules, laws, and regulations that only apply to Republicans, then they're not rules, laws, and regulations, right? They're just a bunch of subjective standards used to attack your political opponents. Therefore, they are not law. The Justice Department is dying. Justice in the United States is dying right now. Because when you have two separate standards, you have no standard at all. You can't have justice that is blind only to Democrats. Oh, we don't see nothing. And all of a sudden, Republicans are like I told you, Clockwork Orange style. They see everything. For those of you who read the book, saw the movie. Remember that? Some of the younger kids are like, if you haven't read that book yet, you'll get it. What do I mean? So Democrats all of a sudden care about the seizing of phone records of members of Congress. Check all these stories out in my newsletter today, my show notes. Here, Axios, Zachary Basu. Merrick Garland, he's back again, folks. Merrick Eric says DOJ will strengthen the rules on obtaining lawmakers' records. This story is hilarious, tragically hilarious. Here, Axios, I'll get to it in a second. Why? He says, why does this matter, Axios? Because at Garland's direction, the Justice Department's Inspector General has opened an investigation into the Trump-era DOJ's use of secret subpoenas to obtain data belonging to House Democrats. What's the big picture? Well, at least a dozen people linked to the House Intelligence Committee, including Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, compromised Eric Swalwell, both fierce critics of former President Trump, had records seized between 2017 and early 2018 as part of a leak investigation. Democrats in Congress have launched another investigation demanding former Attorney Generals Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. We are descending, ladies and gentlemen, into total madness. Where does this story sound familiar to you? The seizing of phone records of a member of Congress and now the media and the Democrats losing their minds? You don't like your phone records seized? Then don't seize the phone records of Republicans. Remember this story about Devin Nunes, Republican member of Congress, who had his phone records seized? Secret subpoenas and all that stuff? Oh, you don't remember? They're actually suing members of Congress on the liberal tyrant side who subpoenaed another member of Congress who was a Republican. But you didn't hear much about this story, did you? Was there a big investigation, special counsel, all this stuff going on? No, you didn't hear any of that. What country are we living in? So just to be clear, show up on January 6th. Find yourself in a political prison now for 3, 4, 5 months, right? No bail, no nothing. Burn down a courthouse in Portland with chemical agents, attack police officers, beat the living crap out of everyone around. No problem at all. You get a speaking engagement at your local liberal convention, whatever, Netroots or whatever it may be. Probably paid. Who the hell knows? Dare audit an election with significant evidence of malfeasance and misfeasance? The attorney general for the liberals is going to investigate, because he's not for you, is going to investigate you. Show no evidence whatsoever of racial discrimination in your voting. Get charges by the attorney general, the liberal attorney general, that they're going to come looking for you to find evidence that's not there, that you're racially discriminating against voters despite the opposite evidence. Bigger turnout. Seize the phone records of Devin Nunes, a Republican member of Congress. Spread them out publicly to humiliate them. You get celebrated by the liberal media. Adam Schiff, champion of liberty and justice. My ass. And yet when the Trump administration, who has significant actual evidence of lawbreaking by members of Congress, leaks that they can probably trace back, and they dare investigate it, we're getting an investigation. The attorney general's looking into this immediately. Folks, justice is dead. It is dying right now. In your country, we are devolving into a third world republic. What is this, Nicaragua? You see what's going on right there? What's going on down there right now? What's the difference? This story incredibly gets worse. This is the second part of that Axios piece. Democrats demanding an investigation now because a Democrat who may have broken the law, possibly, is being investigated. This is just, this just pisses me off. Seriously, I mean, I'm sorry, leave it. I just. If it burrows under my skin like a tick. I love this place. I know you do too. But my gosh, is it falling apart? These liberals are a damn cancer. They are a forest fire. They will burn down anything they touch. And they don't care about their propaganda. They don't care that you and I will expose them right here. Burn down a courthouse in Portland, being a liberal. A-OK. Show up on January 6th. Prison, death penalty. Seize Nunes's records. Get a speaking engagement at a liberal convention. Show up on MSNBC. Seize a Republican's records. Yes, okay. Seize a liberal's records. Federal investigation, folks. Everybody needs to go to jail. Now, how does this get worse? Merrick Garland said in a statement that in addition to the Inspector General investigation, in addition, is more than just an Inspector General investigation, Lisa Monaco is already working on surfacing potentially problematic matters related to the subpoenas that deserve high legal review. Lisa Monaco, this is hilarious. They will not hesitate to move swiftly. Of course. Who is Lisa Monaco? So Lisa Monaco is leading the effort into the investigation to uncover the subpoenas into potentially illegal activity by members of Congress with regards to leaks of classified information. Lisa Monaco. Remember, nobody cared. Again, when Devin Nunes's records were leaked, nobody cared about that. It was celebrated. And now Attorney General Garland's like, wait, you dared investigate Democrats in Congress? We're going to investigate you with an inspector general. Folks, we are turning into a banana republic overnight. And this is why I tell you, the Democrats don't care. The Democrats are giving you a double-barreled middle finger, America. They don't care. They appoint Susan Hennessy to the Department of Justice, a pee-pee tape hoaxer from the start. They bring her back to the Department of Justice. They're not embarrassed at all. And who do they name to investigate these leaks? Lisa Monaco. Who was Lisa Monaco? Disgraceful, disgraceful person. Who was Lisa Monaco? Who will now be investigating these subpoenas during the Trump administration of Adam Schiff? Well, let's go to the FBI's own website. This is from March 20th, 2007. Lisa Monaco named Deputy Chief of Staff and Counselor to FBI Director Robert Mueller. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Check this out. Look at that. FBI director at the time, Robert S. Mueller III, has appointed Lisa Monaco to be Deputy Chief of Staff and Counselor to the director. Monaco, Mueller, they're all buddies. Remember Monaco worked for Andy Weissman, Mueller's pit bull, on the Mueller special counsel? Remember they worked together on the Enron case? Oh, you didn't know that, Libs? Lisa Monaco should be embarrassed. Lisa Monaco should be humiliated. She was a deep state spy gator. She was deeply involved with the Obama administration, the collusion hoax. She was deeply involved with Bob Mueller, has a history with Bob Mueller. Lisa Monaco, involved in the collusion hoax in the Obama White House, the spying operation on Donald Trump. Bob Mueller's former chief of staff of the Mueller special counsel. She's the one you put in charge. Are you trying to humiliate yourselves? They don't care. They are going to stick it right to you because the Democrats play for keeps and Republicans play for the Washington Post editorial column. And you can never, ever win that way. They are fighting with glass on their gloves. And we're fighting with 20-ounce pillows on our hands. You know what's even more fascinating about Lisa Monaco? How these people, again, they all know each other. Lisa Monaco worked for Bob Mueller. Lisa Monaco worked with Andy Weissman. Andy Weissman was Bob Mueller's pit bull. Lisa Monaco worked with Kathy Rumler, President Obama's lawyer in the White House on the Enron staff. Remember that in the Enron case with Weissman where they all got thoroughly rebuked? Remember that? These people all know each other. They stick together because they know they're all loyal to the cause. And the cause is what? Destroying this country, making it a third world republic, and weaponizing the government to attack their political opponents, and they are all on board. So again, the point I'm trying to make here, folks, just to reset quickly, there is no justice left in the United States. The justice system is dying. We are now in a completely weaponized Department of Justice that is being used exclusively to attack political opponents on voting, on what happened in January 6th versus Antifa BLM, and on this Democrats, on this spying scandal, where now they're claiming Trump was spying on members of Congress and getting their phone records. But the Democrats did the same thing. And the exact same players involved are the ones running this investigation. The investigation into this scandal with air quotes, Trump's targeting air quotes, is Lisa Monaco, Mueller confidant, Obama confidant, friend of all the deep staters.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.